Chapter 6 Big Changes. The next day, Pollyanna went to visit Mr. Pendleton. On the way, Dr. Chilton came by in a carriage. He gave her a ride to the house. Pollyanna told him about the exciting news. Aunt Polly and Mr. Pendleton had once been in love. Dr. Chilton smiled in a strange way. He said he understood. He had once been in love, too, but he had made a mistake. Now he wished things could be different. Over the next few weeks, Pollyanna often visited Mr. Pendleton. They became very close. Then, one day, he asked her to come and live with him. Pollyanna clapped her hands.
We can both come live with you, she said. Mr. Pendleton, I know about you and Aunt Polly.
What are you talking about? Asked Mr. Pendleton.
Pollyanna told him what Nancy had guessed. Mr. Pendleton said she was wrong. Yes, he was once in love, but it was not with Aunt Polly. It was with her sister, Jenny, Pollyanna's mother. He said Pollyanna made him happy. She reminded him of her mother. Pollyanna was shocked. However, she promised Mr. Pendleton she would talk about the idea with Aunt Polly. Then she left Mr. Pendleton's house. As Pollyanna was walking home, she was hit by a vehicle. Pollyanna woke up the next day. She was lying in a large, soft bed. She realized that Aunt Polly had put her in one of the big, beautiful bedrooms. Aunt Polly was sitting by the bed, holding her hand. She explained to Pollyanna about the accident. Her voice was soft, and she had tears in her eyes. Pollyanna could see that her aunt really loved her. One good thing was that Pollyanna had no broken bones. However, she could not move her legs. Pollyanna wanted to see Dr. Chilton. However, Aunt Polly wanted to call another doctor. For some reason, she did not want to call Dr. Chilton. The other doctor told Pollyanna that her legs were damaged. She might never walk again. For the first time, Pollyanna could not find anything to be glad about. Aunt Polly tried to make Pollyanna feel better, but Pollyanna was still very sad.